Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're with Dr. Harris. Dr. Harris, Fresno Freedom School, end of the year, Farmers Market. We are here in West Fresno. Here's some gloves, sister. I didn't get your name.
Help me. I'm your Facebook friend.
Oh, yes, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Thank you for coming. Folks are coming in right now, buying the last harvest. We have greens. We have mustard greens. We have collard greens. The list just goes on and on and on and on and on. And so we are hoping that that you will come down and purchase the produce we have right now here in West Fresno. The Golden Westside. We'll be here. We'll be here from 12 to p.m. today. And we're just excited. A lot of my Facebook friends are coming in, purchasing. I didn't even know this sister was my Facebook friend, and she's like, I'm your Facebook friend. I'm like, oh, wow, okay, cool. So, hey, whatever works, we just trying to feed our community here in West Fresno. And come on out and get the last greens. We have cabbage out there. Come on this side. We have cabbage out there. Y'all helping out there?
Huh?
Okay. I got my man Ed here filming me right here. I'm talking to a camera, man. All right. My main man. This man right, young brother right here, been here since day. Look at that. He made him some money. How much money he made? $15, huh? You see that?
You know, it's...
That's what the Freedom School is about. Come here, baby. What's your name?
I.
Okay. These are the young men right here that I'm training to take my place. Okay. These are the young men I'm training to take my place. All right. And we have. I've seen a customer out at the store this morning and told her. And before I got there, she was here. She was honking her horn, beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, who is that honking like that? And it was the sister I seen at the store. And I was just making money this morning. You know, they're not standing on the street corner selling drugs. They are working hard. Look at that whole money right there. Look at that. You see that? Throw that stone, hold it like this. This is the money we made this morning. See that? That's what this is about, okay? We're excited. Go ahead and put that over there. We're going live right now from West Fresno. We are out here. Let's go ahead and take a look and see what's going on out here. And, come on out here. And so we're out here. We got people driving up in cars. We got a sister out there. She just drove in. And, This is what we do out here, you know. And we're doing a little cleanup today. We're going to clean up out here today. The city trash is coming, so we're getting ready for our summer spring crop. And let's see what's going on out here. I'm a cameraman following. All right. Over here we got collard greens. These are mustard greens right here. These are all mustard greens right here. Learn it the long way. This here is kale. Please take more than that.
No, take more than that, because we can get ready to have the truck come in and plow. So we got to get rid of it today.
Okay.
Whatever we don't get rid of, it's whatever.
Okay. Then I'll
fix it. Yeah, these got bugs on them. I saw it right there.
Yeah, make sure you clean them real good, because they got a little, some bugs on them.
Okay.
But,
Hi, everybody.
All right.
In the back of the lake, okay?
So we're over here. Just gonna pick some kale real quick.
Miss Eileen.
So let's. Okay, so what we're gonna do here, we're just gonna break the whole thing off.
Okay.
All right. Just take the whole thing.
Okay.
We ain't gonna play with it today. Just take the whole thing. Look at that. Look at that kale. Oh my Lord, that's so good. Fresno Freedom School in the house today. We are rocking and rolling, getting ready for our spring crop. Here, you missed this one.
Oh,
anyway.
Oh my God.
All right.
That's going to be 5 small heads for her.
All
right.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Mrs. Kale. Mrs. Kale over here. We got mustards over here. Look at these mustards over here. We got cabbage. Got cabbage over here. All right. Come over here. Come over here. Where's my cameraman at? All right. We're live here. You see them over here picking the. These are collard greens here we have. Look at this big old cabbage head. Look at this big old cabbage head right here. See that big old cabbage head?
I'm the only reason I eat cabbage.
Oh, so you seen the Facebook post this morning. Oh.
I think you tagged me in.
Did I?
Yeah.
Facebook get mad when I tag so many people, so I have to go and stop.
Hello?
Go and stop.
Thank you. Hello?
Yeah, we're going to get ready and start plowing. We're going to start getting ready for our. This Ed. This is my good friend Ed right here. It's Ed, revolutionary.
Yeah.
Brown Beret.
Yeah.
That's my man right here. It's my man.
Okay.
My man. This man traveled with me all over the world, Benton Harbor, Michigan. Okay. Making sure I didn't get in no trouble.
Yeah. I avoided it.
Yeah. So, Ed, what do you think about all this with the kids right now?
Pretty good, man.
Over here. Over
natural
here.
Food. Organic food.
Organic.
Yeah.
Film. Over here.
Yeah, we're going to need more of that because even though the government opened temporarily to close down again,
okay.
A lot of people are in poverty.
Thank you.
And
right.
They got to start thinking about growing their own garden to survive. And
right.
Water.
Awesome. Thank
right. Right. Thank you, sister.
So
bless your heart. Now, what do you want? Let me ask you. Look, come over here. What are you going to do with the food you just bought?
Okay, so. I'm probably going to give some to my dad and my mom, and then I'm probably going to make, like, some stews and stuff like that. I do a lot of stir fries, so.
Ooh.
I do it with, like, the collard greens.
Wow. I hope you bring us some back. So we can taste it.
I might.
That was a mite, so we'll roll with mite. Okay, well, we're just happy to be a servant to you.
This was good. It's a lot. Thank you.
All right.
I usually go to the farmer's market and then get the same thing.
Well, we're gonna be going up to Shaw and Blackstone this summer. We're gonna be selling out there, different spots all over Fresno and so.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna call my mom. She probably wanna
come
by.
We got some broccoli over there and
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, this is awesome.
Now ask them what do they like to eat? Like we're gonna have okra, we're gonna have tomatoes.
Yeah, see those are some old
plants,
old okra plants right there. Okay.
Yeah, so in the summertime, we're going to have okra, watermelons, cantaloupe, honeydew, purple peas, black peas,
wow, okay.
all that good stuff.
Okay.
All right.
I want I know you were a
baby. Oh.
It was like 39
to 4. 39 to 4. Okay, okay. All right. So we're just happy to be here today. This is our last year, our last pick. It's not a pick, it's going to plow under the ground. Come and get this organic food. It's good. I do a lot of different juicing and things like that. So come on out, 1106 West Woodward. Folks are coming in the gate right now and different things. And so we're just happy right now. All right. So that's how we're going to do it. We're going live worldwide. We're going live worldwide. I'm doing this right now. One of our customers here. Just look at those greens right there. Oh my God, look at that kale. Look at that purple cabbage over there.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye. That's our customer. We had a new customer. She got a bag. She ain't got a little bag. She got a trash bag full of food. That's what we're talking about. Hi, little baby. Hi. Okay. All right. So y'all come on out. Okay, so this here is Tay. Tay is one of our ambassadors. Tay, what are we doing out today? y'all get over here too, because I'm going to get y'all too.
We're doing a.
These are right here.
Go to the farmer's market.
All right. So y'all tell the world what y'all doing and get on out here.
We're trying to sell the rest of our produce that we grew the whole year before they all turn old and we have to pull it up.
Right, right, right. So did you have fun this year planting? And?
Yeah.
Good.
I like the farmer's market because I can pick it and I like to give it to people.
That's good. Wouldn't it be nice if we had a lot of more children out here from the community?
Yeah, most definitely.
You know?
Yeah, that's why we got to make our merchandise and start putting up posters and cards so we can tell the whole wide world about
it. You guys are the only school that grew vegetables year-round this year.
That's good.
The only school. You guys are the only one that grew vegetables year-round. And do you know we have rabbits here?
We have rabbits?
Big rabbits, big as my laptop here, with long ears like this. Yep, it's a black one, it's a white one, it's a white black one.
Oh wow!
And and you see they come out here and eat it. Like. While we're at home sleep, the rabbits are out eating. So one of the things we need to do today. Is we need to pull up all the irrigation line. We need to pull up all the plastic because the tractors are going to come in and start plowing. So all of the T-tape and all that got to come out now. So whenever y'all are ready to do that, that's fine. Like
you want
all
to put them in separate bags?
Yeah, just all the tape in the garbage can, the gray one over there, or the green one, either one. And then the black, or probably this year, we're going to go ahead and get some more of the what we connect the T-tape to.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go ahead and get some new stuff for next year. So this, but the little couplings, the double-off valves, mm-hmm. We're not going to throw those away.
Okay.
We want to keep those. All right. Ella, girls, can I get y'all help? Else, girls. Else girls in the house. Huh?
Don't forget DJ.
Is he here?
No, he's at her dad's house.
All right, Ed. So they're going to start pulling up the T-tape and stuff right here, this black stuff. And then we're going to throw it away. And then we're going to start getting ready for... All right, see, I got some statements on here. Can someone hold this for me?
Me.
Please don't drop it.
Yeah, Please go to jail.
Okay, got some statements. Taylor, we need to pull up all the toothpick and all that, okay? Okay, so.
It's John.
Why is he fucking the same way?
Yeah, okay, Helen. You're always talking about putting in your order. I've heard that before. Okay. All right. Fast old deal. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. These children out here, students of mine, are doing a wonderful job. Who is that? Helen Tom, thank you for tuning in. We are going worldwide here. We're on Blog Talk Radio. Also, we're on Blog Talk Radio. And we, hey, Rita, you better come over and get some of this kale and stuff today. Y'all messing around. I keep telling y'all, Freedom School is in the house. Let's see who else on here. Teresa. Okay, who is that? Marcella. Okay, thank you, Grace, for tuning in. Oz Thomas, thank you for tuning in. Appreciate it. Lisa again. Hey, y'all tell some friends to come out and come out here today. Look at our little baby right here. She is working. Look at her pulling the tea tape out like that. Bring him over. Look at the baby pulling the tea tape out. Look at her just working hard, working hard. We are here with the Fresno Freedom School end of the year harvest. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. We're worldwide right now. Come out and get the rest of this food, y'all. See, y'all messing around. See, now if I start going up to Oakland and L.A. and San Diego, y'all going to miss out. So we here. Hey, Green, thank you for tuning in. Okay, so we're trying to do for our community here, but, you know, we're not getting no support from our community. So I don't want to hear nobody whining and crying when, you know, Freedom School say, you know, we headed up to the Bay Area. Bay Area folks will buy stuff, and Fresno folks don't want to buy it. Look at our little baby working right there. Look at her. Bless her little heart. Look at Taylon over there working. We turn boys into men over here. All right? We're not messing around. We're not messing around here. We turn girls into strong young women. Okay? Look at her pulling that tea tape over. Look at her pulling it out. She's not whining. She's not complaining. Because she has a goal. She know what it means to... She knows what it means to we need to get all that cabbage out right now. All of it gotta come out.
Did you know there's a thing that's called a muck fire? It's like when there's a lot of compost under the ground, it starts to heat up, and then it starts a fire under the ground, and then it starts to rise up, and then it starts a fire above the ground.
Come on, Taylor. I need leadership now. Oh, yeah?
It's
come
in
on,
Florida.
Figure it out, Taylor.
It's in Tangine, in Florida.
Oh.
I read about it.
You're going to be mad. How you going to be mad at us when you're not here? I don't want to hear nothing about, no, it's too cold. The sun is out. All the kids out here in their Freedom School T-shirts. So you need to get your little self over here and work with these babies here. All right. So this is where we at. We're going live on Blog Talk Radio. We are here. You see us live right there. You see us on the air. We are here. All right. Got our Ambassador Tay here leading by example here. She is out there doing her thing. Mm-hmm. Come on, Taylon, get that T tape out of there. Gotta have those. We're gonna have that tractor coming here this week. All right, we broadcasting from West Fresno, the Golden West Side, Fresno Freedom School in the house. We over here. Yeah. Take the whole top off. Like I did this year, just take the whole thing off. Just put it in the bag, take the whole thing off.
In other words, get it.
Take it all out.
Take it all out. It all got to go. It all got to go now. You see the little babies over here working? Follow me. You see the little babies over here working right here? Getting too heavy for you?
No, I got
you
it.
You want to do this? You want me to hold that?
I can hold this. I was just putting the string back.
All right. You see them pulling the T-tape out here? I need for y'all to call y'all family members, friends, cousins, uncles, auntie, aunt, grandpa, grandma, whoever.
You see our ambassador over here? She's a 4.0 student.
I was a 4.0 student.
We have a lot of 4.0 students in the Fresno Freedom School. All right, Miss Johnson. Yeah, that's right. We're bringing it back.
We have strong women out here right now that's working, making a difference in society right now. They're not making no excuses. Not making no excuses or anything.
So just get it right here. Just break it.
Break
like
it
that.
I don't have to pull the root out. Just put it in there and break it.
Well, that's how because you want to.
Yeah, the root can stay in the ground.
Because
it fertilizes the ground.
Yeah. Look at our young man, our young brother right here. This is what we do here at the Freedom School. We train our young people to be strong, to be smart.
We're getting ready for our summer. Getting ready for our summer. Look at our little baby right there pulling that T-tape out. See, she understands, Johnson, what we're doing here. You know, the biggest problem we have at the Freedom School, we can't get the parents to bring the kids up. That's our biggest problem. I wish somebody could help me with that. Hey, did you go get some cabbage over there? Okay, did you get some more than that? Yeah, get some more. I got to get this stuff out of here today. Give it to the ambassador over there. What you got? What is that? Is that money? Huh? Is that money?
Yep, 15. Woo!
$15. You see that? Miss Johnson, Teresa. Our babies ain't got to stand out on the corner and sell dope and do all that negative stuff. They already making money this morning. They understand the value of making money. They understand the value of making money. Okay? I need for you all to call. Hey, Brother Harris. We got you on our calendar to come talk to our kids. Turn young boys into men. We turn these young people into successful farmers. They're the new future farmers of America. We're going to put 116 kids into black colleges through the Freedom School. And this is what we do. Look at these babies over here. Just look at them over here. Pulling the T-tape out. Look at that. I need more young people. I need young people. I need a football. This is what we need. He just said it's hot. Look at him. He just says hot. He took off his coat. Look at him. He just took off his coat. He said it's hot. He said it's hot. He said it's hot. Hey, Brother Ray, man. Heard you had a little surgery. Hope you're doing better. Praying for you, brother. Ed, you got your bag?
Yeah.
Raise your bag up, man. Look at that. He got a garbage bag full of kale. Huh? Let's go over and talk to Ed. Oh, he's going to take it to Mexico. Ed lifted the bag up. I'd be almost going to fall over. Look at that bag full of.
Yeah.
I need for y'all to bring these young people over here so we can work with them. No more excuses. No fear. No more excuses. No fear.
Yeah.
Look at that man right there with the goal on. Yeah. Looking like Mr. T or somebody. Look at that. Come on here. He looking like Mr. T with all that gold around his neck. Look at him. Look at him. Look at the ball he got on him. Look like he'll wrestle a bear or something.
You embarrassed him. You embarrassed him.
That's the freedom school right there. He just pulled a whole plant out the ground. He don't even care. He's just grabbing and pull it out. Look at these young people. Pulling his tea tape out. Look at that. See, we had all this food out here, all this Napa cabbage went to waste because nobody from the community wanted to come over here and purchase it. So look what happened. It's no good now. Look at that. Look at that. It's no good now. Nobody wanted to come purchase. So when we start going to Oakland and L.A., I don't want to hear nobody complaining. Look at all them big heads of cabbage right there. Let's go over here and see what's going on. Let's go see. You pull it out. You pull that. Let me see you pull it. Let me see you pull it. Don't be shy. Come on, pull it. Pull it. Come on, Alvin. Come on, Alvin. Come on, pull it. Pull it for me. I'll give you some candy. You want some pizza?
Yeah.
Huh? Huh?
So shy.
This is what we do. This is what we do. All right, let's go over here. All right, look at where my camera person at. Look at him, look at him, look at him, look at him. He just pulled it all out. He pulled it out. He got mad with it. He just pulled it out. He didn't care. Hey, Taylor, let it go. Let her do it. Look at my little sister. Look at her. Look at her. Look at her pull that out. You see that, Brother Ray? You see that? I need young people over here. I need for the community to help me get young people over here so we can get them educated and get them into college. Look at all this food that wasted this year. Nobody came and purchased it. We didn't have 4 or 5 farmers markets, and nobody came and purchased it. And look at all this Napa cabbage. Look at that. Just all went to waste. Okay? This shouldn't be. Look at all these greens right here. We have. Look at all those greens right there. Okay. Look at our little baby right there pulling that out, Brother Ray. Look at him pulling that out. Look at that.
Okay.
Look at him working like a team. Look at them like a team, communicating with one another, asking each other, do they need help? See, teamwork is a dream work. Look at, he just grabbed and just yanked it out of the ground. He just yanked it out of the ground. He didn't care. He just yanked it out of the ground. That's the kind of workers we need out here. We at 1106 West Woodward here off of California West. We need for the community to come and purchase this organic food. We have green cabbage left. We have mustard greens. We have collard greens. We have purple cabbage, curly mustards, and all that left. It's just sad that all this food went to waste here in West Fresno. It's just really, really sad. It's really sad. It hurts my heart that we have people who are hungry and we try to bring opportunity to our community.
Fresno is the 10th worst city in America for black people. You're not going to let that stand.
Look at our little babies over here. Let's go over and see what they're doing over here. We're live right now, worldwide. We're live right now, Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, live. Fresno Free School has a radio show. You can go to Facebook afterwards. You can look at our website, www.fresnofreedomschool.org. These kids are getting ready. These students are getting ready for the spring form. We need support from our black community. We need support from the entire community, especially our black community. Now, these students laid all this T-tape that they're pulling up. They laid all of it. This T-tape is what actually... Explain what the T-tape does.
Okay, so the T-tape will hit all these lines around like a water thing, and then so then the water goes through all the tubes connected to one line, and then it goes down one and all the connects for us.
That is good.
So this process would have been a lot of longer to do if you did.
This is a positive environment for our students. These students have entered the Fresno Fair. They took third place this year with their watermelon chutney. They taken first place with African-American potholders. We have a sewing class. We have an automotive class. We have gymnastics classes here. Look at our little baby over here. Look at her. Just look at her over there. Just look at her right there. Thank you, baby. Watch out for that bee. All right, Taylon. Thank you, Taylon, for your leadership, Taylon. Appreciate your leadership, Taylon. Taylon is one of the first Freedom School founders. He's been with me for at least 7 years when we first started. Come over here. Look at our little baby over here. Look at her pulling that out. Look at her pulling that out. Everybody's complaining out here. Everybody's on. Everybody's having fun. Hey, cuz from Colorado. Cousin from Colorado. He supports y'all all the way from Colorado. We're teaching our young babies right now that they are the next generation of leaders. I don't want to see this, Fresno, next year. I do not want to see us wasting food here in the community. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that no more. This food, it could have been on somebody's table. We still got greens up here, still a lot of more greens. And we can't even get the community to come out and support.
Hey, don't pull it. Not ready.
Hold it. Wait. But we're going live here on Blog Talk Radio, Fresno Freedom School, end of the year, Farmers Market. We're keeping it real. We're keeping it 100. We got folks watching from all over the world. We want to thank the Freedom School students for all of their hard work. We have our chairwoman over here, Ms. Eileen. Let's go talk to Eileen and see what she's talking about.
Hello.
Yeah. Eileen, this is our good friend Ed, and this is our chairwoman, Eileen Reed.
Hello, everybody.
Can you tell us what's going on out here? We're going live, Blog Talk Radio, and live streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of tell us what's going on out here?
Well, right now, we're getting ready. This is our final harvest for the year, our winter harvest. And the children are pulling up their T-tape irrigation system so that the brother that's going to come with our tractor is going to plow under all of this and re-enrich the soil for our next planting. And so we have our compost heap sort of in the middle. And right now, nothing is going to go to waste. This is how we're able to grow organic veggies for you all. And we're looking forward. We're hoping that we are able to plant fruit trees around the perimeter here and have those organic fruits and vegetables. We have had two customers this morning. And they were here before we even got set up and got started. They beat us by like 10, 15 minutes. They sat in the car and waited. That's how good our vegetables are. So if you all want some really good vegetables that are organically grown by hands that love work, these children have worked very hard. Come on out and support Freedom School. And if you don't want to buy anything, that's cool. Come out and volunteer. We have a wraparound educational program. We are unapologetically Black. It is African and African-American-based cultural program, and we don't exclude anybody. Come and enjoy the rich history that is Freedom School. Thank y'all.
What year is here?
It's 1106 West Woodward. It's at the corner of Woodward and Channing in Southwest Fresno, 93706.
Hey, look at this bag. We're not talking about a little grocery store bag. This is a garbage bag full of veggies that this brother here bought this morning, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
We appreciate him and his support. And that's what we need is support. We need people to come out to the comfort zone. It's a nice day today. We can't say it's cold. We can't say it's foggy. We can't. No more excuses.
No more excuses. Yeah. That should be our motto.
Just no more excuses. I don't want to hear no more excuses from nobody. You know, no more excuses and no fear, okay? Just do what we need to do so we can make a difference in these children's lives and society. Let that be your purpose in life, okay? To have a purpose. Find a purpose. If you can't find one, then I'll give you one.
Invest in our children.
Invest in them.
Yeah.
You know, these children have made probably over $100 within 30 minutes this morning. Right?
That's
and
right.
We're teaching the children how to exchange money in a positive way. Selling drugs. They're not selling dope. They're out here doing what they do because they believe in their school and they want more children to come.
That's right.
The hardest for me is to bring the children.
Bring the children.
Why is that
bring
so hard? I don't get it. Maybe I'm missing something. I'm getting something.
No, we want to start a Freedom School Booster Club. So you all who don't want to work in the garden, you can come and be a booster.
Look at our ambassador over there. Look at our ambassador over there. See that? See our ambassador over there? Now we got the brains of the operation here. This is the brains of the operation here, huh? I tell everybody these two here.
Why?
Yeah, attack. Listen, come over here. I always tell everybody that these two are the engine of the Freedom School. Well, our whole board is. But she knows our curriculum, right? And Eileen keeps everybody in straight in order.
You
just know how to keep things in order, right? Is that another comer? Maybe I don't know who you're attending. All right. Okay. All right. Anyway, we just here today, and we just talked to Eileen, our chair, her perspective on what's going on. We're going live, Blog Talk Radio. The people all over the world watching us from Colorado and New Jersey, and Brother Ray Moore and Jack, I mean, there's so many people that's online right now watching us. So kind of give us your from your perspective of what's going on here this morning.
One of our farmers markets, we still have vegetables growing, greens that just won't die. but as long as they don't die, we'll keep eating them. and then just having the young folks out here, I think more so than it being us about us teaching them about agriculture, it's about teaching about community. You know, we build our own community here within the Freedom School that helps aid in these other environments that our young people have to go into, whether it's a home that may not be stable or the school system, which won't teach them some of the things that we know that they need to learn and that we are responsible for teaching them, like their history, their culture, the part that agriculture plays in everyday life, including their health and wealth. You know, they don't just make, they don't just farm, but they have opportunities to also make money off their products and to get recognition on a higher level by entering certain products into the fair and also selling those products. We sold out of our watermelon jelly a couple of years ago in 5 minutes. And everything that they've made, it's been received thumbs up, you know, from everybody that's tasted it. So, and yeah, we got some mixing themes coming out this year. You know, I don't want to put all our cards on the table.
No, that's true,
we got to give you something
true,
to look forward to.
Yes.
But we have some good plans. Teaching our kids how to go from just doing a recipe as a project to doing the recipe as a trained young chef. We're working with Miss Clarine White this year. Chef Clarine White will also continue to work with the Holistic and Education Center with Ms. Savoya and Ms. Christina Alejo, who have been supported from day one. And we'll also have some more marketing entrepreneur things, maybe a Freedom School line of clothing and products, to also canning and mastering the products that the students make on a bigger level this year. And more community participation, more getting the word out about Freedom School, getting the produce there because kids are proud of the produce. And it's good. It's quality, top of the line produce that we have here. So I could go on and on. I could, you know, talk forever about the Freedom School and things to come. But most of all, we're just investing. We're investing in our children. We're investing in their future. We're teaching them about their history. We're teaching them about their culture. We're teaching them about their value that they have, you know, so they understand that no one defines, a narrative doesn't define them. And to know where they're from and where they can go.
So, million-dollar question.
Deserves a dollar answer.
Do you really like farming?
I do like farming. Farming, you know, it's the time I came out here and I was like maybe stressed out about something, something on my mind, and I get out here and just start working and getting that like exercise that comes with farming. And by the end of the day, I'm too tired to think about that problem, too tired to stress about it. But, yeah, I like working out. I like the things that we learn about it, about aphids, how to grow certain things, different strains, how to combat insects, what grows in summer, what grows in the winter. These greens, I just found out that turnip greens actually can grow all year long, and they turn into a tree as long as you keep in the end. So things like that. It's like, wow, I've learned a lot. I definitely have a respect for farming, especially urban farming. So
what type of recipes or type of things that's cooked or baked or?
They have, well, the hit was the eggplant pizza, but they have made refrigerated dill pickles. They have made a gazpacho, which is a cold soup. They have made fried okra, baked okra, okra fries, watermelon jelly, watermelon chutney. Black eyed pea hummus. So we're still in the process of creating more recipes. And we plan on, like I mentioned earlier, we plan on training them more as young chefs with the help of Chef Clarine White this year. And then we're hoping that a couple more chefs will come on board and teach the kids some culinary skills so they can take it to another level, because that's what we want to prepare our kids to do here at the Fresno Freedom School, is take them to another level.
Seem like this lady standing next to you look like you. Any relation?
This is my oldest daughter, Kiara. Else,
I thought y'all were sisters.
Yeah, she's doing real good, real good.
So talk to me about, we talk about porn and all, that's great, but what about the children's grades? What about their self-esteem? What about their confidence? What about, how's all that coming along?
At the beginning of the quarter, I had 4.0, and then I had two of my grades come in, which were not A's, but they were B pluses. And so I have like a 3.50. I have 3 B's and 3 A's, and then so I'm working on getting those 3 B's up to an A, because I work hard in class, and I don't get distracted, and I do my work.
Wow. And you want those $10 per A that I'm supposed to give y'all, right? So everybody, I told all of our students, we're going to give $10 for every A. So I told them, if they don't see me out here, because the students right now pretty much know how to do everything. I don't really need to be out here. But if they don't see me, understand I wouldn't got a second and third job to pay for y'all A's, okay?
Yeah, the A's are coming through. And some of them, they struggle with things, and they don't start off with A's and B's. But we still, that's our job to get them back up to par, motivate them, and encourage them to raise those
grades.
That's
your son?
No, this is Mr. Taylon. He is one of the founding students of Fresno Freedom School. He's in that founding class the first year. Mm-hmm.
So how does it make you feel that there's still a lot of food out here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does it make you feel? We're going to have to bring in the tractors to plow.
It's nonstop growing. And there's a lot of money that can be, like, given to the community school.
Right.
It's, like, the more people who want to come and buy our stuff, and the more it grows, the more money and the more upgrades we can do on the community school.
So are you saying you need community support?
Yeah.
You would like the community to come out and be out here, volunteer, help, finance, everything. Now, are you one that, so kind of talk to us about Fresno School, Dr.
Dr. Sector?
Tess, the student of the Fresno State, I'm thinking.
Oh, Dr. Tess, Fresno Castro.
Okay, all right, okay, there you go. So, we enter our kids, students, to some type of program.
Engineering.
Okay. Engineering. All right. Tell us what happened with the students that we put into the engineering program at Fresno State.
They learned a lot of different things about construction and engineering, making their own sundials, which is like a compass, a timekeeper, and to building bridges. So they also did website design, and we had Kiora, who took first place in website design, game design page with Fortnite, right? Your website page.
And I'm in a technology class in seventh grade, and I have an A right now in that class. And we're learning about programming and how type of hackers there are and that type of stuff.
And she was one of just a few African Americans that attended that camp at Fresno State, and one just a few girls at that.
And also, there's this tech, like this robot engineering thing, but
party in sports, so I can do it, or else I'm going to have to be put on a JV team and I'm not doing it. So basically, you make robots, and you have to, like, go out to, like, contests to see how the robot works, and good is the quality of it. So that's basically what that is creating robots. Like, the one we saw when we were, like, doing the girls' thing for the, to, like, show them what we do in the it's like that person, the people who bring that giant robot that they created from engineering, they just use the Xbox controller and they programmed it into the robot and they were able to control it.
Wow. One of the things I want to see us do out here is just drones out here. So that's another thing I want to talk to you all about.
I'm sure we'll be working together in the future.
Well, you look for me a drone, because I know y'all have told me y'all want me to buy a school bus now, because y'all want me to go pick up all the kids. And I want a drone out here flying, taking pictures from the air. And there's another one of our Freedom School students. So, from your thought process, Freedom School, do you enjoy coming here?
Yes, I like to test out the food. I like to be the camera person, and pretty much, you know, I like to see the plants grow and, like, coming back and seeing the difference from the building there were. And I just like to see, like, step one, step two, and step three, and all the plants grow.
Can you say why you like them?
Like, every year, like, last year in the summer, we were doing really good on all the plants, but this year, kind of a bit turned around a little, but it's okay because we still have plants to grow and stuff out here.
Good, good. Thank you. Who is this just walked in?
Somebody who wants to say hello. This is Amari.
Amari!
And she wants to tell everybody why she likes Freedom School.
Why you like Freedom School, Amari?
Because she made a lot here.
Oh, thank you so much.
My peace, everybody.
Just thank you. She's a hard worker. Too.
Yes, she is.
She comes here. You don't have to tell her anything. She's grabbing stuff and just working. And that's what we want to do with these students. You know, we want to build character, build self-esteem. We want to build confidence, you know. We want to build how to work as a team, how to respect one another. How to talk to each other. If you see your Freedom School,
yeah, I gotta get going. I gotta
okay.
Person down. You know, you just want to be able to uplift them. You know, uplift them to the point to where they you could come here sad, but I promise you, you'll leave happy. Is that right, sister?
That is very true.
You call it Freedom School.
Fever. That's right. Come catch the fever, y'all. It's the spirit.
All right. This is Dr. Harris. I'm gonna. We're signing out now because we got to get ready, try to throw some of this stuff out for the city cleanup for next week. And because we want to have it looking presentable this summer, we will be planting fruit trees around the perimeter of our facility here. We will be having some high rise boxes on the other side of the farm here for little students that could be able to go in there. We're going to be doing herbs, also, going to have a greenhouse over here, also. So, hopefully, summer. We'll be growing some more watermelons, cantaloupes, honeydews, bell peppers, eggplants, black-eyed peas, purple peas, tomatoes, purple, red, yellow tomatoes, okra, some pumpkins. Hopefully this year, I'm going to have a pumpkin patch here for the community for our little babies this year. So I'm working on that, partnering with some different people to help us have a pumpkin patch here. So it may be small this year. But I promise you, we're going to have one this year.
That's right.
And so we're just excited. Come on out here today, 1106 West Woodward. We'll be out here till about 2 or 3 o'clock, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And come purchase.
That's right.
If you don't have any money, we'll give it to you.
We'll give it to you.
So we just want to take care of our community. We want to love our community. It's a positive place. There's no negative stuff to go on here. Children are happy. Parents are happy. I'm going to be putting some trips this year, hope to the mountains and to the beach, to the coast and stuff. Because I want to reward our students. I have a lot of them out here. I really ask a lot of my staff and board members. But I have to lead by example. You know, no more excuses.
No fear. We're going to make it happen. No it's fear. Dr. Harris, 20th Century Revolutionary, founder of the Fresno Freedom School. We're going to say Hotep.
Hotep.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Push Kwanzaa every day. Find out what the principles are. Find out what the principles are. I'm going to be talking to our students right now about our principles in a minute. And don't wait till December to start talking about Kwanzaa. Talk about Kwanzaa year round.
Amen.
If you get through the seven principles, start over.
Harambe.
Start over at number one principle.
That's right.
Because that's what's going to liberate our community.
Unity.
Come on out here, y'all.
Mojo.
You know, I'm happy, but I'm sad because we some food wasted this year. When I say wasted, I'm talking about going on someone's plate. It's not wasted because it's going to go back into the ground.
That's
it's
right.
Going to nurse the ground and give more nutrients to the ground. So I'm going to say bye and love y'all. Get out here, get this food. We'll see y'all soon. Out.
Good job.
All right, y'all. This is Dr. Harris. We're going to sign off of Blog Talk Radio. Thank y'all for tuning in to our Freedom School end of the year farmers market. We're going to go ahead and start cleaning up. We have the city clean up. But we're going to be doing it big this year. And so y'all take care. We're going to go ahead and end the show early today. I'm going to say Hotep, keep pushing the Kwanzaa principles 1 through 7. When you get to 7, 8, start over at number one, and we're going to liberate our communities. Reverend Dr. Floyd D. Harris, Jr., 21st Century Revolutionary, no justice, no peace. Power to the people. Whose street, our streets. People united would never be divided. And I'm out.